The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Bryce Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. Neurofilaments, nerve muscle test reflect SMA severity in very young. The blood levels of neurofilaments, a marker of nerve cell damage, and the results of a nerve muscle test called compound muscle action potential, or CMAP, may serve as a biomarker of disease onset and treatment response in infants and children with spinal muscular atrophy up to 3 years old, a study suggests. In addition, in infants with SMA type 1, the therapy Zolgensma was unexpectedly associated with a temporary rise in neurofilament levels that was prevented in children who started Spinraza or nusinersen shortly prior to the gene therapy. Most infants treated with Zolgensma showed increases only in CMAP, indicative of better nerve muscle health and acquired age-appropriate motor milestones, highlighting the therapy's effectiveness despite the abnormal neurofilament increase. These findings support the biomarker potential of neurofilaments and CMAP in SMA patients early life and call for more studies to assess the effects of different SMA treatment combinations, including those involving Evrysdi. The study, Implications of Circulating Neurofilaments for Spinal Muscular Atrophy Treatment Early in Life, a Case Series, was published in the journal Molecular Therapy, Methods and Clinical Development. With the emergence of three disease-modifying therapies for SMA, Biogen Spinraza, Novartis gene therapy Zolgensma, and Roche's Evrysdi, and the established importance of early diagnosis and treatment to prevent further damage, identifying biomarkers to monitor disease activity and treatment responses early in life is critical. Higher levels of neurofilaments, major structural proteins of neurons, are indicative of nerve cell damage and have been suggested as potential prognostic and treatment response biomarkers in SMA. However, changes in blood neurofilament levels after Zolgensma or combination therapy remain largely unclear. To address this, Biogen and researchers at the Massachusetts General Hospital's Center for Genomic Medicine in Boston analyzed the levels of two major neurofilament subunits, phosphorylated neurofilament heavy chain, or PNFH, and neurofilament light chain, or NFL, in 90 SMA patients younger than age 3 and 22 age-matched healthy controls. Among children with SMA, 68 had not received prior treatment, and 9 were treated with Spinraza, 7 with Zolgensma, and 6 with Spinraza, followed by the gene therapy. While both therapies worked to increase the levels of SMN, the protein missing in SMA, the one-time therapy Zolgensma does so by delivering to cells a working copy of SMN1, the mutated disease-causing gene, and Spinraza, given 3 times a year, targets the SMN2 backup gene. Given Evrysdi's more recent approval, none of the children included in the study had received this oral therapy. Ulnar nerve test. The researchers also looked at ulnar CMAP, a test that measures muscle response to stimulation of the ulnar nerve, which controls wrist and finger movement. CMAP typically correlates with SMA severity, with lower values indicating greater damage to motor neurons, the specialized nerve cells that control voluntary movements and that are progressively lost in SMA. The children's demographic information, clinical data, and blood supply and blood samples were retrieved from the SPOT SMA Longitudinal Pediatric Data Repository database and linked biorepository. Launched in 2016, SPOT SMA was designed to collect and analyze data from 1,000 SMA patients younger than 3 and their healthy siblings, 10 or older, that may help improve care in this patient population. Consistent with previous studies, results showed that the levels of both PNFH and NFL were significantly higher in children with SMA relative to age-matched controls, and that they were linked to disease severity as measured with SMN2 gene copy number and ulnar CMAP values. SMN2 copy number is the main disease modifier used to predict disease severity in newborns with SMA. Typically, the more SMN2 copies a patient has, the less severe is the disease. The data also confirmed that Spinraza treatment leads to a fast drop in blood neurofilament levels, supporting their potential to be used as treatment response biomarkers. However, to the researchers' surprise, 6 of the 7 children treated with Zolgensma only showed an increase in both PNFH and NFL levels right after treatment, regardless of SMN2 copy number. While these levels dropped in the following weeks, they remained above normal in 5 of 6 patients, the researchers wrote. Zolgensma may be causing acute collateral damage to vulnerable neurons during a critical period of vulnerability in the setting of an enhanced cellular stress response, the team hypothesized. Notably, among 6 infants with SMA type 1 treated with the Spinraza-Zolgensma combo, those who received Zolgensma 1 or 2 weeks after Spinraza initiation showed a reduction in neurofilaments. A longer interval period was associated with an increase in PNFH and NFL levels that, nevertheless, was milder than that observed in children given Zolgensma only. These findings suggest that pretreatment with Spinraza may prevent or reduce the impact of elevated NFs or neurofilaments temporarily associated with Zolgensma, the researchers wrote. Importantly, all treatments were associated with increased ulnar CMAP values and significant motor function improvements, with treated children achieving CMAP values and motor milestones not attained by untreated patients. Still, a combination of chronically high neurofilament levels and low ulnar CMAP values appeared to predict a less than ideal outcome despite early Zolgensma monotherapy, the team wrote. Identifying such infants early to ensure optimal clinical support and consider adjunct therapy approaches could result in improved clinical outcomes, they added. These new findings provide evidence to support the use of blood NFs and maximum ulnar CMAP as biomarkers to monitor SMA disease onset, progression, and treatment response early in life in the clinical setting, the researchers wrote. More studies are needed to better understand the mechanisms behind these findings and to clarify the effects of gene therapy alone or in combination with not only Spinraza, but also Evrysdi, the researchers noted. 3 of the study's authors are current or former employees of Biogen.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. When I read Sherry Toll's recent article, As an Adult with SMA, I Need Access to Evrysdi 2, it really struck a chord with me. It brought me back to when Spinraza was introduced and I didn't have access to it. All those emotions came flooding back, and I can really relate to what she has to say in her article. Here it is. Let's start this story about Evrysdi, risdiplam, from the beginning. About a year ago, the chronic neuropathy in my scalp that had been bothering me for 3 years worsened to the point of concern. It started as a mild and slightly nauseating throbbing from the back of my skull that I ignored and kept from my mom. My caregiver and I tried to resolve it by changing my posture and the location where I sat. We had hoped to somehow alleviate the pressure on my nerves that kyphoscoliosis was causing. Unfortunately, by last December, the nerves on the left side of my face had gone partially numb, yet any gentle attempt to massage feeling back into my face felt like someone was punching me. Neuropathy makes nerves go haywire like that. My caregiver and I gave up trying to treat me, and we eventually told my mom. I recall her scheduling my home care team to arrive on December 11th, 2020. I remember the date because it was the day Taylor Swift's album Evermore was released, and the previous day the video game Cyberpunk 2077 was launched. Both of these things later helped me cope with pain and my emotions. The appointment with my home care team didn't change anything, but it wasn't entirely pointless either. My doctor concluded that my spine's curvature had obviously pinched a nerve, but I didn't need to worry yet about having a stroke, unless my neck muscles could no longer support my head. It was a relief to hear that my greatest medical fear had been assuaged, at least for the moment. When we began discussing changes to my pain medication and whether we could do anything else to help me, I finally had an opportunity to ask about Evrysdi, an oral disease-modifying therapy that could curb the decline of my strength. In hindsight, I should have taken my doctor's unfamiliarity with Evrysdi as a bad sign. Here in Singapore, SMA patients aren't expected to live into adulthood, so matters involving the disease are considered pediatric issues and are typically handed off to the staff at the children's hospital, even if we've already transitioned to medical teams for adult patients. So I had to wait for both my general and pediatric teams to convene, which took months. My home care nurse apologized several times about this, but it was fine by me. I understood that acquiring Evrysdi was complicated. It was new, expensive, and hadn't yet been approved by Singapore's Ministry of Health. A doctor on the pediatric team finally called my mom last February with the bad news. "It's too expensive. The government hasn't provided the funding. I'm sorry," she said. She went on to explain that Spinraza, nusinersen, an injectable DMT, was available, but only for SMA type 1 infants under the Compassionate Care Program, as Spinraza wasn't formally approved yet either. I spent that afternoon crying. As an adult with SMA, I felt like I wasn't worthy of anyone's compassion. My disease had progressed too far for me to be saved, unlike an infant who could still become non-disabled. Nevertheless, I refused to give up. My medical team couldn't help me in my quest for Evrysdi treatment, but the Muscular Dystrophy Association of Singapore, MDAS, was willing to help me look for solutions. Then, when MDAS couldn't find answers, despite their best efforts, I asked my friend and fellow SMA News Today columnist Brianna Albers for advice. Brianna has also written about her difficulties acquiring Evrysdi. In a column for SMA Awareness Month last August, I pleaded for Evrysdi's approval, naively believing someone in a position to help might read it and take action. Meanwhile, my chronic neuropathy spread throughout my body. My strength declined. I now have to shove a towel between my neck and shoulder to support my head. I'm continually weakening and losing time, and the one treatment that could change the course of my disease is out of reach. The situation is infuriating and devastating, especially when local news reports that another child has been provided with special access to SMA treatment. Don't get me wrong, I'm genuinely thrilled for the children who receive these therapies, but it also feels like I'm screaming into a void. No one here seems to care that this lack of treatment is life or death for us too. But I only have so much energy to give. There are only so many avenues I can explore, and I can only write the same column so many times. It's now December 2021, and a year has passed since I first asked my medical team about Evrysdi. Nothing's changed since then, but I keep hoping it will, and soon. Thanks for sharing this, Sherry. I wish everyone who needed access could get it. And I want to encourage you to keep up the fight because eventually it will come your way. I just know it. But thank you for sharing, and that's all I have for you guys today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.